Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're already sort of flows mitaras Hashem, and we discussed the idea that the Torah is merames the various places where the Jewish people sin, the pnei kvodam, in other words, to show that it was because of the place, it was because of the physical space that the Jewish people sin, meaning because of the physical reality. It was the chomer being misgabed on the tzura. It was too much physical and too little spiritual, but not because of any intrinsic inherent corruption of their souls. And when it comes to the ego, it's because of the zav again, but it wasn't because of their wasn't because of gam and their etzem hanefesh. So that's what we saw until now, and now we're going to be going further. And now we say as follows: the other sins that were mentioned, again, the sins of place. So it was not because of any inherent corruption in their soul, but rather because of something physical, and that's symbolized by the place, because the place is something physical, because a person is defined by their place, as we saw from the sort of the Maharal. Now, when it comes to the Chayim Maraglim, Chayim Maraglim is a different story. There are Tanaim who hold in Sanhedrin 108a that the door of Midbar is no Chelik in Olam Haba. And even though it's all that the Midbar does with Chelik in Olam Haba, but we see on 110b in Sanhedrin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Shvu'e that they're not going to have a Chelik, and then he retracted the Shvu'e. As Vadai Shinyan Chet Ze Shemichreta Lav HaNefesh U'mechamat Shehapgam U'mechamat HaNefesh. This sin which caused their soul to be cut off from God is because of a Pagam B'Nefesh. So this is something intrinsic in their soul. It isn't because of extrinsic circumstances, external circumstances, because of Pagam in their soul. And that's why they lose Mamash Techelik and Elam Haber, Rachman Alitzan, Rachman Alitzan, Rachman Alitzan. Kamokain, B'Mash Yatoflu Alaman, they complained about the man. Rabbeinu explains in Parshas Chukas, on the Pasuk V'Tikshar Nefesh Ha'am B'Derech, Shahaya behem siluk mishulchan gavoya. What's pshat? Their soul became short. They were removed from the table of God. Their soul didn't like this food. In other words, since their soul was cut off from Ruchnius, so Mimela, they didn't like the soul food. Man is soul food, which was took upon a physical form, but as the Mefarshim say, it was holy food. The sin came because of a chalois in the essence of their soul. And if so, these two averois, omnam einan mityachasot lamakom. And that's why, as we saw, the chait of the man, being, as the pasuk says, being toifel vilavon. What's being toifel v'lavan? That's they were toifel on the man. They were complaining about the man, which was made of which was in the color of white. As they slandered the man, they made calumnious comments about the man. False, defamatory statements about the man. So that's not merumas in a place. That's merumas in the, because in the man itself. In other words, when the remes is the sin of the place, so that means there was an external. It was a skabras achomer alatzua. That their physical got the better of their spiritual, but that doesn't mean there's a pagam in their spiritual. But here, that they didn't want the man, which is spiritual food. It shows the pagam in the spiritual, and therefore place is not used. And so too, the sin of the Meraglim. Where's the remez for the Meraglim? We saw there were two remazim to the chait of the meraglim. Number one, and that was Harkasha, why you need two? Number one, Rashi says in Bein Paranu Bein Tofel, V'Lavan, Rashi writes, "V'amasha asu b'midbar Paran al yedei hamaraglim." So that's Bein Paran. That's Midbar Paran. And then we also have V'chatzeros. What's V'chatzeros? They should have learned from Miriam. What happened to Miriam and Chatzeros? Her lashon hara, and you spoke against Hashem. That's what Rashi says. So that's another remnant to the Chet hamaraglim. So these apparently are both places. So we're going to get to that Amir Tashem. But in the meantime, that's the Yisod HaDvarim, that the sins relating to places, because it's Gabris HaChom and HaLetzuah, and the sin of the Meraglim and of the Man were sins that are inherent to the soul. And therefore it's not Merum is in a specific Makom. And we're going to see how that works. Now, we have a problem here, and that is from Rashi on the Chet of Korach, that it's Nirmaz B'mashakosuv V'chatzerot. Now, Korach v'Adas also going to be chelik in Olam, like we see in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. And based on what we said, this is totally benefesh. The Pasuk says, K'chatoim benafshoi sam. That has nothing to do with Makoim. So why is it Mesiaches l'Makoim? Why does this relate to Makoim? Harei Chet Korach wasn't about Makoim, it wasn't about something physical. It was about something spiritual. About the Pagam in their souls. So why do we relate this to Makoim? But nirah shelo rak she'in zo stira. Not only is this not a stira to our thesis, this is actually an aid. This assists our thesis, because ayin b'mizrachi b'gur aryeh, mizrachi in the Guri Aryeh asked that how were they tole the chait the Torah tole the chait of Korach b'chatzeros? It was in Paran, after they already left chatzeros. The Guri Aryeh writes that chatzeros was the place that was Koroiv Eitzel Hachet. And then he's Nidchak, he forces an interpretation to explain why it says the place that was Koroiv Eitzel Hachet, and not the place itself. Why the place that's Koroiv to the Chet. So based on what we explain, we understand this very well. And that is that Kiloshon Rabbeinu, and Yohev Velavit Lashon Rabbeinu, Kiseh Zahav Vachesef Vidvash. De omnam hanefesh eina kshura lamakom. You're right. The soul is not connected to a place. It's something spiritual. But the yisod of the chait of the soul comes because she is close to chomer miteva briyata. Shehorida hakadosh baruch hu letoch haguf. Umimena. Umimenu chalba kilkul. The reason that the soul sins is because the nature of the soul is that it's close to the body, right? The soul comes down into the body. So since it's in the body, the kilkul comes from the body, not from the soul. But the soul gets miskalkil. It becomes corrupted because of the body. And if so, here also, the yisod of the sin is not mitzad pagam atzmi banefesh chas v'shalom. It's not because of an inherent, intrinsic deficit, blemish in the soul, God forbid, ela mechamat kirva laguf, but because it's close to the body, it relates to place. And through this kirva, through this closeness, they sin. And therefore Moshe made this sin contingent, dependent, on a place, but not the place that is part of the person. We said that the place you're in is part of you. That's why in the get, you have to write the place. If you don't write the place, it's like Mishana Makom, Mishana Shmo. Obviously, it's Mishana Makom, Mishana Shmo, because that's who you write, because so you're part of your place. Adam is an expression in Hebrew. Adam eino ela nof moladito. So this is Davar HaMetyaches LaMakom Bashir Uchelek Mimenu. As it's not together a makom that it's part of this makom, but rather it's close to the makom. In other words, that's the sin of the soul. The sin of the soul sins, this becomes a pagam in the etzem hanefesh because it's close to the body. And therefore, in talking about the chet meraglim, it says the place of chatzelois, even though they were no longer in chatzelois. But nevertheless, they were close to chatzelois, which tells us that there became a pagam in their soul that made them lose olam haba because their soul was close to a makom, a place, something physical. It is the physical that made this corruption. So in other words, there's sometimes that a person sins because the chomer, the physical, is misgabra on the tzuva. And sometimes a person is an etzem pagam in his nefesh, and how does that pagam? That's not a pagam in his nefesh. That's just the physical overcame the spiritual. And then sometimes there's a pagam, there's a blemish in the person's nefesh, and that only comes about because his soul is in his body. And therefore, when you talk about the sin of the ragam, it says chatzeris. Chatzeris, which is we talk about the sin of Korach. It says that it was in Chaseros. Why Chaseros? Because that was near where they sinned, even though it was in Paran. But since they actually sinned in Paran, but nevertheless, it's called Chaseros. They say Chaseros because they sinned because they were close to a place, meaning because they were close to the physical. That's why their souls became so corrupted. And remember, they lose a chelik in olam haba. What does it mean? Bein lavan ubein tofel. What's the bein? Talking here about we're relating to sins, right? The sin of the man. But they were tofel dvarim. They spoke disparagingly about the man, which is white. So based on what we explained, we could say as follows: since tofel shehu achet shehu chet haman mityaches lachet hanefesh. This was a sin of the soul, as we explained. But tikzar nefesham baderech, their soul was shortened, and they weren't connected to ruchnius. And memela, they couldn't appreciate the holy food of the man. And that doesn't relate to place, that relates to their etzim soul. So indeed, we cannot make this dependent on a place which is part of the doing, unless it is a maise of chomer, of physicality. Then you can relate it to the place if it's an act of physicality, that the physical overcame the spiritual. But you can say that it's close to a place, like we say b'chatzeres. And therefore, you can write in that bein lavanu bein tofel. What does that mean? That it has shaychas to a place, but it's not part of the place. Wow. Wow. So this was a spiritual sin. This is a spiritual sin, but right in Pashpshah, in the Pasuk, you just translate the Pasuk. If a guy reads the Pasuk, he thinks these are places. So now, we're not in any place. So, that's what it means in the Pasuk, when it says, and not ben tofel or ben lavan. I'm sorry. It says ben paran u ben tofel. What is ben paran u ben tofel? Meaning, not mamish in a place. This sin of the man, where they were tofel dvar mal aman, this is not a together place. They weren't in a specific place. Ben paran u ben tofel. That's in a place, but not in a place. In a place, but not in a place. Because it's only because they were close to a place, but this is where their soul became mamish corrupted. And that's the sin of the man. So that's why it says, bein paran uvein tofel, which implies that it was in between two places. But it wasn't mamish a place. Why wasn't it mamish a place? Because in the place would imply that it was because they of the physical overcame the spiritual. But now that it's not mamish a place, so but it's close to a place. It's between paran and tofel. So it sounds like it's in between two places. So that means it's close to a place, but I'm in a place. And that's when the soul gets corrupted. When does the soul get inherently corrupted? When it comes into the body. When it's close to a place. That's what causes corruption in the soul. And that was the sin of the man. And then when we talk about the sin of the man, it's in the context of ubein tofel. Ubein paran, ubein tofel. Now we had asked that it says bein paran uvein tofel v'lavan mechatzerot v'dizahav. Now the uvein tofel v'lavan, the tofel, there's a pause after tofel. Uvein tofel v'lavan mechatzerot v'dizahav. So what do you have over here? The lavan and the tofel aren't together, but according to Rashi, they are. They were tofel dvarim. They said they spoke disparagingly of the man, which was lavan. But the Chup doesn't work out that way. The Chup doesn't work that Tofel and Lavan are the same thing. So the explanation is that B'man, what was the Shorash HaChayit? That, as Rabbeinu explains in Parashas Chukas, Nitracha kan nafsham mishulchano shel makom, their soul has become far away from God's table. Because if they, the ilul nitracha kulay alem klalin yan, im yesho ein tam laman. Because if they wouldn't have been so far away, they wouldn't have cared whether there was tam laman, lo tam laman. So you can look in Parashas Chukas what Rabbeinu explained. So the idea was that they only started up with the man because their soul was so far from God's table, so to speak. But lemaisa, so that was the shorash hachet. But lemaisa, the chet was in the very complaint that the man is lechem haklokel. It's this terrible bread, this spoiled bread. Finimtsa shayakan gan shorash al kulkul banefesh. So we have here a root of kilkul in the soul. So the etzem achayit was the complaint, but in the shoresh there was the kilkul benefesh. So we have both. The externally they complain because they wanted the month to taste better. They wanted to. Should look good, you should enjoy it more. They didn't like this type of food. And b'shoresh, zayah kilkul banefesh. That's where it all started. And that's why they were looking for the physical. So now it's gevaldik. That's why the pasuk says that we're talking about the kilkul banefesh at the roots. They were rotten to the core of their soul. So that's referring to the tofel. That the man was tofel beinam. The man was inferior. The man was bad in their eyes. Why? Because they had a kilkul benefesh that they didn't want the spiritual food. But after that, then the chet was begat to the other chatayim, which is his gabris achomer. Oh, now that there's a kilkul benefesh, now they're complaining. Hey, we want to eat. We want to eat a plate of steak and potatoes. We don't want this man. We want the steak and potatoes. We want it to look like steak and potatoes. And that's vilavan. It just looks white. It's boring. That's why, you know, whenever, you know, these cooks, these ladies, and chefs make a food, they want to make it look good also. Not just that it should taste good. That's the lavan. The lavan is because of this gabris achomer. They complain, what's this white stuff? We want to really enjoy the food. We're not really enjoying the food. So again, the tofel was that they felt negatively about the man. So that's because of a kilkul benefesh. And the lavan is because of this gabris achomer, because the physical took over. And that's what it means. Bein tofel, vila bein tofel, kama, the lavan. Two separate things. Man had no tam atzmi. Man had no inherit tam. They didn't like that. But it should have no tam. Whatever you think, that's what it is. No, you want this to be. This is potatoes, this is chicken, this is turkey, that's what they wanted. But man, it's just nothing. It's just, you know, whatever you think, that's what it is. That's not real food. So that's the external complaint, that Chomer was misgaber. So you really have both. So we have on one hand, Bein Paran uVein Tofel. And this tofel, that's the remez to the kilkul benefesh. So they're not really in any one place. They're just between paran and tofel. So that's not one place. It's only because their soul is next near their body that their soul became corrupted. So that's talking about the corruption of the soul. And then there's an additional sin, vilavan, that it's white. And again, as Rabbeinu, hopefully we'll talk about it when we get to Parshas Chukas, but you can look at what Rabbeinu writes in the Dei Be'er on Parshas Chukas. But the white, they didn't like the white. They didn't like that it has no tam atzmi. They didn't like the fact that it has no essential taste. Man, they didn't like the fact that it was boring. It just looked white. So that's because they wanted to look at the food and really get the pleasure of the food. You know, it's like a girl. She could be a great girl with great personality, But if she's not nice to look at, so unfortunately a lot of boys won't be interested. Why not? Great girl. Fun to be with. Personality. Brains. Ruchni, what else, what do you want? Answer is he wants to be able to look and enjoy also. And that's the nature of the beast. So it's the same thing. Adam Ayur Peri Valik, Hashem Ad Kuli Man a Beast. You have it. So that's where we are. And the same thing with the love. They didn't like looking at just the white stuff. That's their chomer. Their physical side wanted it to be different, wanted it to look good. So that's the Bein Paran Uvein Tofel. It's one sin. And then Velavan is another sin. I'm just unbelievable. Shav. What do we have in V'chatzerot? V'chatzeros, we had one hand the Machlekes of Karach. On one hand, we have the Machlekes of Karach. On the other hand, we have a Malachem, a Yalachem, the Mod Masha Sisi, the Miriam V'chatzeros. Shvil Lashon Hara. V'atem is Bratim Makom. You should have learned from Miriam, you Meraglim. But I did turn Chatzeros. And you didn't listen. You didn't learn the Musar. So we said the first John Rashi was the Chet of Karach because it wasn't actually in Chatzeros, it was in Parim. It was near. And that's because there was a Kilkul B'Nefesh, which is, as we explained before, that it's because the soul is near the body. But now we're getting to the Davar Acher that Rashi writes, Chet HaMeraglim. Shayalem lemod mi Miriam. They should have learned from Miriam. What should they have learned from Miriam? Don't speak bad about. Don't speak badly. Don't speak negatively. Now, this inyan of taking Musa from Miriam. Inyan lagufu liaslo shlo yaseh davar shizbo biglalo. Vilichat musar zeh vaday chet chomer ubeivrono mechamat hataava ham. This is all about the body. This Indian of taking Musar from Miriam is to be miyaser of the body. What's Musar? Musar is liaser, to cause Yisurim, to give a little bit of a, take one out of one's comfort zone, if you will. That's Musar. Musar, Yisurim. Yisurim is to go out of your comfort zone. In order that the person shouldn't do the wrong thing. And not taking Musar is the Chet HaChomer. Oh, you want to be comfortable. You don't want to take the Musar. And this Taiva is Me'averet Einei Chachamim. V'Chet Zagamken Ayav HaMeraglim. And this Chet was also the Meraglim. And therefore, B'mashkadav, Bein Paran, Shekanal Ketechtiv, Bein HaKavana, Hilo L'makom Atzmo Ala V'Kirvalam. What does it mean, Bein? Bein is not the place itself. Bein means near a place, which is talking about the sin of the soul, which is that it's close to a place, it's close to the body. As kai le lakra lechet hameraglim behadei chet haman. So the pasuk connects the chet hameraglim together with the chet of the man. Remember, in this Rashi of right, it says, Bein Paran uBein Tofel. What's Bein Paran? Not Mamish Paran, but near Paran, because there is a Pagam in the soul. So what do we have? Bein Paran uBein Tofel v'Lavan. So Rashi there says, I haven't found a place named Tofel and Lavan. Ela hochichan al varim shetaflu al aman. Taflu al aman, which is white. So we have the sin of the man. Val ma she'asu b'midbar paran al yidei meraglim. And what they did in midbar paran, with the meraglim. So they put these two sins together. Why are these two sins together? Because these are chet hanefesh. These are sins of the soul. It's the same gather. These are both sins of the soul. And that's why they put these two sins together in Bein Paran. But Then we have the pasuk repeats it. The pasuk alludes to the chait of the marag of the meraglim again. Just like we saw by the man, there were two tochachas on the man. What were the tochachas on the man? Bein tofel v'lavan. Bein tofel is the pagam and the etzem ha'nefesh, as we explained, and lavan is the pagam of the skabris ha'chomer al aguf. So the same applies to the chait of meraglim. Just like the lavan is an additional thing to bein paran uvein tofel, so to meraglim there's additional sin. We already said bein paran uvein tofel. So bein paran uvein tofel is talking about the etzim pagam benefesh, because it's not exactly in a place, it's near a place, which is because the soul is near the body, that's why the soul becomes corrupt. And so do we hear. Mashasu midbar paran, ayde meraglim. That's one remnant to the meraglim. And that again is the pagam of the soul. And then, that is the pagam in the nefesh. That's a manefesh. And then in addition to that, you have v'chatzerot. What's v'chatzeros? V'chatzerot is that you should have learned from Miriam. In chatzeros, the Lashon Hara she spoke. You should have learned not to. And that's an inyan in the guf. The aser is haguf. That's his gabris hachomer. So there are really two sins in the meraglim. There's one sin in the meraglim, etzim pagam nefesh. And that's merum is in bein paran or bein tofel, in between. Which is merames to the fact that there's a pagam in their nefesh, as we explained. Because it's not exactly in a place, but it's near a place, and your soul is near your body, that's where your soul gets corrupted. And then we have another remez, v'chatzeros. What's the remez of v'chatzeros? Because what I did to Miriam in that place, chatzeros. Mamish in that place. So that's the musr you should have taken. You should have learned the musr from Miriam. Ah, you didn't learn the musr from Miriam. Miriam is to be miyasir, the goof. Miriam and the musr is to tame the goof. Miriam is, and the musr is to make you go out of your comfort zone, which it hurts your goof a little bit, so you're not... Your chomer isn't misgaber. Otherwise, if you don't do that, if a person doesn't know how to tame himself, so then the chomer comes overpowering. We know what the chomer can do to us. So therefore, there's another remez. There's a remez for the chomer, overpowering the ruach, and that's the v'chaseros. We mamish have a hafle dika pile plos dika mahalach in this pasuk, just with Rashi, mamish gevaldik. That the sins that have to do with his gavris haguf al achomer are places. And therefore all the sins that, for example, ba'arava. What's ba'arava? Shvil ha'arava, shechatu ba'alpor. That's chomer. That's the sin with the ba'alpor, with those girls. That's just the body becoming too powerful. Mosuf, they were rebellious at the Yamsuf. Amabliyan Kvarim, that's the body. They just want their physical comforts. Then we get to the Mun. In the Mun, we have both. Mun, and we have Bein Paran Uvein Tofel. Uvein Tofel, in between, so it's not exactly in one place. It's between Paran and Tofel. You are not in one place, so it's near places. Oh, near places. So that's Toflu ala Mun. If they spoke negatively because there was a corruption in their soul, that was the root of the sin. The root of the sin was that they just weren't spiritual enough. It takes her nash over there. And then v'lovan is that's the overpowering of the physical. That's the man part, that's the physical. That it was white. They didn't want that whiteness. So that's a remez to both. And then we have a dizahav, which is the cheda egel. And that might not be a place, but that was because of the isgabris achomer, that's already merumas and v'dizav. Because of all the zav you gave them, that's why they sin. And when it comes to the sin of the meraglim there, they lay sechelik and olam haba, because that's a pekam and that's a manefesh. And you see that in the fact that it's merumas and bein tofel bein paran uvein tofel v'lavan. Rashi says, "Mamasha asu b'midbar parna adam meraglim." So it's a midbar parna adam meraglim, but it says bein paran, meaning it's because it was close to Paran, close to the place, but not exactly in the place. meaning that the soul is close to the body. That's how the soul gets corrupted. And then we have another remez in Vachatzerot, because of Chatzeros, because of Miriam. They should have learned from Miriam. And that's an inyan in the Guf, that their chomer was also corrupted. And then Chatzeros is Machlekes of Kairach. That was also begam in Ephesh. That's also losing Nechelek in Olam Haba. But it's Merumas in Chatzeros, because it didn't really happen in Chatzeros. It happened elsewhere. It's near Chatzeros. So therefore, that shows this begam in Ephesh. The sin was actually in Parah, but it's totally b'chatzeros, because it's near a place, but not actually in the place. That's a begam nefesh, for that they lost the chelik in Olam Haba. So this is mamish tour de force. I have no words for how incredible this is. So mirtz Hashem, b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully revisit this parasha, and we will see more and more nefilos mitaras Hashem, and we have a lot more in parashas for our Bechlau, so please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. This was just off the charts. All right, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.